In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I think most of you know, I am not a native of Richmond, nor was I born and raised in Virginia. But I have lived here for several years, and I think I can safely say this has not been an ordinary winter. Sure, a snowstorm every now and then is to be expected, but multiple storms dropping multiple inches, not to mention the cold, is by no means the norm. Now, I have a confession to make. I actually really like the snow. It helps that I come from Pennsylvania, where this sort of thing is normal, but is much more than I just grew up with it. One reason is I find the world to be a special and beautiful place after a snowfall. The land is transformed, blanketed in pristine, shimmering white. Even the most familiar of surroundings, a backyard or a neighborhood block, become something new. I get the urge to put on boots, a few extra layers, and explore this gorgeous new wonderland. That is, in fact, something I try to do when it snows. Lace up some boots, wrap around a scarf, pull down a hat, and set out for a walk in the falling snow. It is then that I am reminded and even rediscover the second reason why I love the snow. The silence. There is nothing quite like the silence of falling snow. For one thing, there are fewer people about. The constant hum of human activity is either greatly diminished or absent completely. Also, snow has a way of seeming to mute the physical world. It's as if those extra particles of crystallized water swirling around muffle all things and all sound. Even your own breath, when walking through a snow-covered woods, becomes subdued. It's at those times that I'm also reminded how rare silence is in modern life. For God alone, my soul in silence waits. Truly, my hope is in him. These are some of our words that our psalmist wrote for us to ponder today. For God alone, my soul in silence waits. Truly, my hope is in him. I cannot help but stop and wonder what condition my soul is in if it does not have moments of silence. If it is not silent, focused on God, on the hope that God brings, then what is it focused on? Is it turned in on itself, fixated with my own needs, my own wants, my own desires? Does my soul fill the space around it with a list of things to achieve, acquire, and obtain? Is my soul pointed to the outside world, unfocused, fragmented, and lost, drowned in a sea of constant noise from the world around me, never a pause, never a break, never anything, but a continual stream of information, emotions, and questions? I don't know. I worry that my soul does not spend enough time in silence. Scripture has more to say to us about silence. One of my favorite passages of Scripture is from 1 Kings chapter 19, and it has this for us to contemplate. Then the voice of the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence, a still small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly the voice of the Lord came to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' In all that noise, all that powerful and terrible noise, the Lord could not be found. It was in the sound of sheer silence, that still small voice, that God could be found. It was in that quiet that God could be heard. There's one thing I am certain of. I do not get enough silence in my life. I am constantly bombarded by television, radio, the internet, my cell phone, message after message trying to sell me something, convince me of something, turn me against something. Anything but the still small voice of God. In my daily prayers, I ask God to show me what he wants of me, to show me what he wants of this world that seems to be becoming more and more divided, more and more hateful, more and more fearful. And more often than not, I don't stop and wait and listen. I just go along making more of my own noise. There are moments, however, when I can find silence. Moments when snow is falling and the world is hushed. Moments in the small hours of the morning and the quiet of dusk. In the shared silence with a friend or loved one, those who we do not need to fill the silence with words because their presence is all that is needed. In the wordless, quiet, excited determination of my daughter as she gets ready on Sunday morning for church, the day she looks forward to all week long. In these silences, my mind can focus and I can realize and remember that God has already answered my prayers. God has already shown me his vision for this world. We are in it right now, in this place here together. We who make up this parish from all walks of life, ages, races. We come together when so many others are pushing away and throwing up barriers. We come together and recognize that we are all children of God. All have had our salvation bought and paid for with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. In my life, here is where I see people, week in and week out, united together, bound together in prayer, coming forward together in reverence, bending their knees so that they can share the most holy and miraculous of feasts. Take a moment this week in your life and be still and silent. Search your soul with the question, where do I find God? I believe that you, like me, will see this parish as an answer. We'll see the faces of its people. We'll feel the presence of God that is here with us now and with us every time we gather together in this place.